Tough times often make for great saints. That was true 400 years ago when the saint whom we honor today lived, and it's true today. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and the person we honor today was a bishop and a cardinal, Saint Charles Borromeo. He wasn't satisfied with the way things were, but he worked to reform the church. He knew that all true reform begins in the individual person, in every member of the church becoming holy. Another saint, Pope Saint Pius X, wrote a letter to the church for the third centenary of Saint Charles' canonization, and he said a similar thing. Quote, "We are of the opinion that the shining example of Christ's soldiers has far greater value in the winning and sanctifying of souls than the words of profound treatises. We therefore gladly take this present opportunity to teach some very useful lessons from the consideration of the life of a holy pastor whom God raised up in the midst of trials very similar to those we are experiencing today. You know very well that even when surrounded by tribulation, the church enjoys some consolation from God." This quote from Ephesians tells us, "Christ also loved the church and delivered himself up for her, that he might sanctify her in order that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she might be holy and without blemish." When vice runs wild, when persecution hangs heavy, when error is so cunning that it threatens her destruction by snatching many children from her bosom and plunges them into the whirlpool of sin and impiety, then, more than ever, the church is strengthened from above.